So what up, you guys? Welcome to LO Designs Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren, and on this podcast, we talk about the struggle of being a creative. So please tune in where we listen to several guest stars talk about their struggles as a creative and enjoy. Okay, so can you just give a short introduction of, you know, yourself and who you are?
Yeah, okay. So my name is Inês Ayer. I'm from Portugal, and I'm currently working and based in New York City. My background is in communication design, where I graduated from the Faculty of Fine Arts in Lisbon. And then I have done some complementary education also in other areas, like a post-graduation in economic and finance, also some backgrounds in short courses of UX, UI, also service design, and trying to understand how design can have an impact in the community and in the environment as well. And right now I'm also taking the Master of Fine Arts in Design at the School of Visual Arts. And for the past 4 years since I graduated from my bachelor's, I have been working not only in agencies in Portugal, but also in Berlin, and most recently, for the past 1 year and a half, I have been working with my own studio called Studio AM, and where I am able to work with quite range of clients that are located in very different cities. I have clients in Austria, Singapore, all over the world, and this is very nice because it makes me have the possibility to work with a very diverse environment of clients. And also create for them very different projects that go from branding to strategy to creating also not only visual languages, but all the outputs that you may find from digital to print. But my main goal in my practice is really to understand how design can be used as a tool for innovation and also to create impact in the world.
Oh, wow. Oh my goodness. You're like a that's so many things. But yeah. I don't even know where to start.
For putting everything so fast on the table.
I know, to be honest though, how are you able to just balance everything? Just in general, like, you know, because I assume you have a bunch of projects that you work on, multiple projects, and I'm kind of trying to figure that out too when it comes to balancing my time with projects.
I think actually it comes with experience and with time, obviously, but also because since an early age, I have, I'm interested in art, science, and I also have a background as a musician. I have played the violin since I was 5, and so for me, this balancing schedules with different stuff, it's something that has been present in my life since an early age. And but I think honestly, when you are able just to compartmentalize and to try to, when you are actually, sometimes it's good because when you have multiple projects to work on, sometimes you can just shift, and if you are feeling stuck at some of them, it's nice to just shift and bring ideas, and also sometimes combine ideas from projects. Something that might not be working here could work somewhere else. So I think that the idea of having multiple projects can, once you get used to it, can really help you with that management.
Mm-hmm. I think that's true too, and also, like, you know, you mentioned some of your background as well, you know, going into the, I didn't even know you were in the MFA program as well. I was like, oh, okay. But one question too is, you know, in the beginning, would you say you've always been an artist, or did you kind of just jump into the design industry itself? Just because you do so many things as well. You said you played the violin. So did any of those incorporate into that decision as well?
Yeah, actually I was a bit indecisive at the beginning because I have so many interests. But ultimately, the design choice for me was, I felt that it's an area that can combine, because you work with so many clients for such different sectors. So it's very interesting how you can, at the same time, you have to know a bit about their industry, know how the players communicate, and also I think that the when you are more of a humanist designer, you can really understand how other fields work and help people, not on, because I think designing is much more than only the visual part. It has a lot of thinking behind and conceptualizing, so it's important to also have that background and the knowledge from other areas.
Mm-hmm. And do you consider yourself a multi, like what type of designer do you consider yourself as?
Yeah, actually, I think it's more of a multidisciplinary design, because also recently have been more interested about design engineering, that it's a bit off the graphic sector, and I think I'm still polishing and figuring out that that final part, but I think I would say that I might be shifting a little bit from being on like more focused on the visual and also having this more of a service and engineering perspective.
I think that's really good, because sometimes even my like myself, I'm still trying to figure out what type of design I want to do. I like to do UI. I like to design branding. I like to do, and now I'm starting to learn motion. I'm like, I'm not really starting to get into motion. So I'm just like, it's so hard just to choose, and I don't want to be able to choose. So, but another thing though is like, do you ever feel that it's hard to call yourself a multidisciplinary designer, or no? How do you just like just say it, like, yeah, I'm a multidisciplinary designer? I don't know.
Yeah, I think also there's a very interesting book about that. There is called The Range, and where they also talk about this this idea if you should be very specific and on a subject, or be more of a generalist. And I think also when you are presenting yourself to clients and to prospective collaborations, I think sometimes it can be hard to showcase that, because some people, but I think it really depends on the project, because sometimes you have to be very specific on something or be more of a generalist. But I think the trick is then where you work with this, with other people, is that maybe I have more of a generalist perspective, but then I can bring on another designer or another collaborator into the team that could be more focused, because I think both of the perspectives are very important, because you also have to be more focused on some bit and more experienced on that way. I think it's very important. Even if you are a generalist, you have some specific skill sets. Like for me, typography, for instance, and identity is something that I have more also more projects of experience with, and obviously something that I have also, it's easier for me to build something more robust at the beginning, but I think it's really a process.
Mm-hmm. I really believe that as well, because that process is really like, it's difficult, but it's like you have to go through it.
Yeah, even sometimes when I think it's also more of a craft point of view, because sometimes people, for instance, an area that I'm not at all like the best executor on that area, but it's something that is very interesting for me as well. It's the 3D area, like making this. It's something that is really defining the future with whether they have also some part of motion design as well. It's very interesting how the 3D sector, it's very much evolving right now.
That's another thing too. I'm like, 3D, that's another thing I'm starting. Like, I don't know why is design right now is really popping, especially with the AR effects. And I'm noticing like, yeah, even in fashion, they're starting to do motion with like the moving clothes. And I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah, it's really nice to, it's that part of the really pushing through the technology and the innovation part. It's something that it's very interesting, because I think design has evolved a lot. Even if you see now that there's a lot of because there's always this question that maybe design it's an area that could be replaced in the future by artificial intelligence or services like that, and you can also always see like a lot of programs that are also upcoming like canvas or these tools and the logo designs that generators and everything. And I think in that case, there's also like there's a part that especially when you work in an agency with a lot of clients that have their systems well figured out, and they need to also create a lot of consistency throughout all the communications. You can really see that maybe this tool of AI would be very helpful, because it's the type of work that doesn't excite designers. It's very much of a mechanical work. Mm-hmm. So I think there's also like a way to take advantage of that kind of technologies and use them as a way that designers could focus more on the creative part and not so much on the mechanical task execution part.
And do you think that's kind of the future for design? Do you recommend that designers kind of learn also like technology in graphic design? Do you think that's kind of like an important thing? Like, what do you see for the future of design?
Yeah, but you are talking more about programs like Adobe, Figma, something like that?
Yeah, kind of just like, or like AR effects, or yeah, like learning motion, like other things that enhance design, like motion and video, or 3D and AR effects. Like, do you think that would be also important for designers to learn as years progress when it comes to design?
I think it's very important that you have like basic knowledge, and also if you are, of course, used to work with the Adobe Suite, it's very interesting how they keep the interface very clear for you to go through. And also, I think all of the basics, it's important. But also, I think in this, maybe it's important that you learn all of the tools, because also when you are working with clients, sometimes they just want you to, for instance, collaborate with their inner house team. So I think Figma for that, it's very, a very helpful tool. So because it makes collaboration so easy. So I think it's very important to stay updated and understand how that technology part is evolving.
Okay, that sounds good. And I also had a question, because you mentioned that you have your own studio. How do you manage like projects with that as well? Or, you know, because I myself, like, that's kind of my goal is, you know, I graduate, I want to be able to own my own studio. So what is like the process of also being a designer, but also like running your own studio, running your own business at the same time?
Yeah, I think actually for me, it was kind of a natural process because I was already working for a while in agencies. And then I decided to step out because I was already doing a lot of freelance projects. And but then I think word of mouth is a very powerful tool, because when you do good work, the work speaks for itself. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I think definitely word of mouth and just to create, but I think there's also like a very business and also human side of it, because you have to be able to build relationship with clients to really present sell your ideas and make them visible, so people would also relate to them. And I think that is something that for me in bachelor school was something that was very important to learn as well. But also something that I think it's very valuable is that you have some experience on other studios and agencies, because you learn a lot of, because when you are in a bigger agency, you have the client manager, strategies, you learn with so many, such a different range of profiles. There is very interesting the way that you can then pick up some of those different bits and bring them to your own practice. And I think also it's very interesting when you start to collaborating with other designers, you can build your own chain of connections as well, and work with photographers and all of that. And I think you really have to again compartmentalize and have like, this is the time where you are more on the making budgets and taking all care of that part of the accounting and finance, and then going more into art directly. Even I think for me the ultimate goal after the master program as well is that to continue building this practice and scale it up, so I'm also able to have people that are more focused in taking care of that more management part as well, so I can be more focused on the other part. But I think at the beginning it's important that you are very into all of these parts, because even if you have other people working for you that are more specialized on their areas, it's very important that you can that you really know their language and know how to speak to them. Because if you are not inside all of the aspects of the business, it would be harder for you, even if you, because you all at the time, ultimately you are like the founder and the ultimate manager. So you really need to understand the language of all the departments.
Okay, and also I wanted to also talk about that too. The NFA MFA program, just because, you know, as your bachelor, I'm just like, I'm kind of curious of what it would be like in the MFA program, or because a lot of designers I know, a lot of designers I don't know a lot who go back to get their MFA. So how is that experience like? And I think I'm starting to notice too the importance of learning and learning design, and how, you know, even when you graduate, you still can learn more. And investing into that education, I think that's very important. So yeah, how's the program been for you? Just any insight?
Yeah. For me, the program, it's something that I'm still evaluating and learning and figuring out everything, because it hasn't passed only like 1 month. So it's something that I really don't know how, I still don't have the distance enough to talk about. But regarding talking about education and continuing education, I think it's very important, because even for these past 4 years that I have been working, I always try to find out like little improvements, little courses, something that could help me on the day-to-day practice, because I think that you become a better professional when you invest in your education as well, because you can learn so much even from your peers at the courses, because you in for instance I last year when I was taking a post-graduation in economics, which is something that it's more related to the business part of the education. For me, it was very interesting because all of the profiles that I met there were from some such different fields. There were engineers, pharmacists, architects. So it was very interesting to bring that perspective to my field, and not be, because sometimes I feel that the designers can be too focused on their area, on the visual part, and they forget that you can learn a lot from other perspectives and not be so close on your own.
I think that's really true as well. Just like learning business, learning investing, just learning different things that's not related to design can help you learn things in design. So I think that's true as well. But yeah, this process has been.
Yeah, I can imagine. And how do you feel so far about your bachelor's degree?
Oh, yeah. So I'm in my junior year. But it's like, it's hitting me because going from your sophomore year to your junior year, and then also I'm still doing it online. So it's not, but it's still that I still feel like I'm getting a certain amount of experience. And it's just, it's been difficult. I'm not saying it's been bad, because it hasn't been bad yet, if I can say that, just because my teacher just kind of, he was saying some real stuff to us yesterday, and he was just like, you know, you guys need to step your game up. This is your junior year. Like, you need to take this seriously. So lately I've been trying to just indulge in design and read books and try to learn things. Cause it's like, you say to yourself, you're a designer. Oh, I'm a designer. And you do things, you do cute things on Instagram, but then it's like, you'll go in a class for, you know, say a logo project, and they're looking at your logos and like, they're just like, I hate them, or I just don't like them, do something different. And then you're like, oh my gosh, like, I'm terrible. And through those moments where it's like, I gotta step my game up, I have to get my shit together, like, that's kind of where I am, as far as like, I want to do something very different, and, you know, take things to the next level. So I don't know, I'm kind of in that process right now with my bachelor's, you know. I just still try to do things on the side, like freelance work or things for fun for me, but as far as schoolwork, I'm like, okay, I need to push it this year.
Yeah, I think also that what you were talking about, even looking back right now, I think it's very those moments where you are really questioned and with a lot of critiques. And I think it's really the very defining moments, because I think that you must be very critical about your work and understand what still is not working. How can it be improved? Because just to what is well done, it's well done. So you don't need to worry about that part. I think it's very important to keep this very critical perspective, because I think it's the way that you can push yourself and as you were saying, create stuff that you can that you feel that are very like a new way for the market as well. Because if you just do something that the other designer would do, it doesn't make you create like a unique profile for yourself. So I think that's very important. And also, as you were saying, I think even when you are in the bachelor's degree, it's nice to have these small projects on the side, and also take time to create your personal projects, because sometimes from personal projects, you generate a lot of great ideas that you can use in the future.
I think that's really true too. And we're kind of hitting that mark as far as, you know, the struggle that you're going through. So the question of this whole podcast is, what do you go through as a creative? So what is your struggle?
Yeah, I think it's something that we also touched base a bit at the beginning, is that really finding your place and finding the way that you can use design as a tool to create impact. Because sometimes you can, also before when I was working more in the agency world, to get into a lot of some more commercial or something that you don't feel. It's really about finding your purpose. And I'm at the moment still struggling in trying to understand that. How can I really create something that can be more unique and could really bring a fresh perspective? Because especially now that you have so much concerns in the world with the current social and cultural actions, I think it's very important that you feel like you are contributing in your everyday to work, because otherwise just producing something that you know that won't have any impact, I think can be very, in terms of purpose, very very diminishing, and you can feel that it's not really creating something that you feel that's something that is useful. It's not just another thing to add to the pile.
Okay. Yeah, to be honest, I think that's true. And, you know, who would you say, do you work with certain agencies that are specific, or do you serve a specific type of people as far as, you know, the design work that the people you create for?
Yeah, I think it's the sectors are very, very broad. It's not something that it's very specific. So yeah, I think it's something that is more of a broad and general way. Mm-hmm. It's what I was talking about. I'm trying to understand how it maybe could be more targeted to some kind of sectors or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel like sometimes like feel pressure for that, as far as like, you know, you have to find your purpose? Do you ever feel like, you know, oh my gosh, like what? Like, because I feel the same way sometimes in certain instances where, you know, you're trying to find your targeted audience, or who do you want to design for? And it's like, you like all these things and, you know, it's hard to just target one person.
Yeah. Yeah. I think especially, but I think it's a pressure that comes from within. It's something that I have because I'm, as I said before, because I'm very critical about what I do. It's a good pressure, because it's something that I put on myself. It's not actually something that comes from the outside, but I think it's very important to keep that attitude so we can keep getting to the place that we want to be.
Oh, okay. And how have you, you know, what has helped you along the way of dealing with that struggle?
I think actually the part that I said before about trying to learn about other realities. For instance, I also before the pandemic, I used to travel a lot and try to surround myself with other cultures, other realities, so you can really understand in general how the world is structured, what are the struggles, and also as a part of my first months here in New York as well, I have been involved also with some stuff for the Model United Nations, where I was also able to really get into that more of a social justice part, and to try to understand also how other realities affect other cultures as well.
I think that's very important too. I think being like multicultural, I'm starting to notice the influence that it has of learning from different cultures and exploring things. Have you like traveled anywhere?
A lot of places. It's not so easy to. I'm actually in Portugal. I'm from a small island. I'm from St. Michael, which is located in the Azores, in the Atlantic Ocean, and I have been. So I moved early to go to Lisbon, and then I have worked in Barcelona and in Berlin as well, and for me traveling is a very big part. So yeah, Europe it's the continent that I know the best, but also I have went a lot to do also Latin America, Africa, Asia. I have been going to some places.
And how do you get a, because that is like my dream too, like my ultimate goal is just to travel the world. Like how do you use that in design? Like how can you, do you work for certain agencies that are in different countries? Like how can you get into that?
Yes, so for Europe, it's something that I worked on some specific project that were located. I think right now, I think it's also a different perspective because you are getting so used to the remote work that sometimes that experience part can be a bit more, not so active, but before COVID, I used to do something like that where I could work on site and with that part. But also, I think, yeah, just it's a, from because for me, traveling, it's an investment to really get to know other cultures. So it's something that when I can, I invest my time on that as well.
I think that's very powerful too. And I don't know, that's just a goal of mine. And I feel like that's just something, like, I don't know, it's just a
pick. Yeah, it's also something that when you just to get to the, when you have more experience, is something that is, it's also becomes easier for you to do as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope I do that because this COVID stuff.
It's hard.
And how is your experience right now? Are you working remotely or no? Are you in person?
Because now I'm in New York. I'm in New York, so it's something that's a bit too different.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So that's not that bad. That seems good. Yeah. So do you have any final advice? I'm kind of going to be wrapping up the podcast. So yeah. Or any questions too, if you have any questions, final advice.
I think, as I said before, it's really about finding what you can do to make a difference and to finding your own voice as well, because there are so many creatives in the industry right now that you really need to understand what is your role on all of it, and how you can also brand yourself as someone that could make the difference and be unique on your own way.
Oh, okay. I think that's beautiful. Okay, well, I'm going to just be, you know, wrapping up the podcast, kind of short today. I know you're probably like, you have a busy schedule.
If anyone that hears then this conversation needs to, I'm also available to, if you want to get in touch on or talk about anything, just reach me via Instagram and let me know if you would like to discuss, because I'm very happy because I learn a lot with also having these conversations and dialogues with other creatives, because you cannot be alone and deal with everything by yourself. So I think it's very important to do this communication as well.
Yeah, I think so too. I think talking to creatives has been helping me figure out my struggles. I don't know. It's very therapeutic at the end of the day.
I think it's one of the, you did very well about coming with this idea to make the podcast, because it's also a safe space to discuss and then to just to understand, because you meet some, I think it's meeting such different perspectives is something that it's the only way that you can grow.
That's true. Yeah. And I'm telling you, like, I call it design therapy for me. Like, I'm just like, it's very therapeutic. But yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah, I think it's the best therapy to just talk to each other.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Okay, so I'm going to be wrapping up this podcast, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and there'll be more podcasts to come. And don't forget to do what your art desires.